5%.
West Central Ag Services hosted a plot tour near Manoman yesterday. West Central Ag Services' Ryan Liebel says the wheat crop was a pleasant surprise.
And I think beans will be close to the same, because when you go out and look in the fields, the nodes are only, you know, half inch, inch apart, which is, you know, a lot more pods up, even though the beans aren't as tall as maybe they could have gotten had conditions been different early on. But in the same with the corn. The corn, you know, had its tough times, but a lot of, you go in fields and there's not much that's more than like an inch tip back. So there's still plenty of seed and everything out there on the cobs, and I think the corn is going to be really good. So it may not be last year's corn that we had, especially in this area right here, but I think the corn's going to be very good yet, and the beans are still going to surprise people.
The plot featured 33 varieties each of corn and soybeans. Liebel says dry conditions early on may have contributed to issues in the fields.
The double O's and stuff have turned. They're probably where it would be close to where you could debate combining them. And then it's up to, it's still real green when you get it to about the 0.3s to the 0.5s there. You know, as of last week, they had flowers even at the top of some of them. So had we got a little more rain, they still could have put more pods on. And in the corn, as of last week, it was already up to like 82, 83 day was fully dented. And, you know, we got a few, and there's some up to like 89 day that's pretty close to black layering even. We planted the corn on the 23rd of May, and the beans got planted the 30th. It's later, but we still have a good look at it. It was real dry early, so there's some tip back on the corn, which in a lot of the fields around doesn't really have it.